This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Today marks 1 year since Russia invaded their neighbor Ukraine that has put Europe on a war footing again. President Putin, 1 year ago, via a translator.
Whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden announced the United States will send another $2 billion to Ukraine's war effort. The White House will announce new sanctions on Moscow very soon. Biden, G7 leaders, and Ukraine President Zelensky will meet virtually today to discuss plans moving forward. Former Naval Intelligence Officer Robert Charles on Fox News says if war starts under the Biden administration, we are not prepared.
The contrast with Ukraine is extreme. We have cut back our shipbuilding capability. We have 20, I think the budget last year for Biden was $27 billion for shipbuilding, and we've given just in the last year $66 billion to Ukraine.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen confronted senior Russian officials during a meeting of finance ministers of the Group of 20 Nations on Friday, calling it a moral imperative to end the war in Ukraine.
We continue to ramp up the sanctions as we see ways to strengthen them and to diminish evasion.
A sprawling intense winter storm continues to affect the lower 48 states, with the worst effects felt in the upper Midwest, Northeast, and West Coast Thursday. Today, rare blizzard warnings are being issued for the Southern California mountains and the mountains around San Francisco, California. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Piera.
This has the potential to bring some significant snow to parts of even Southern California that don't typically see snow.
This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thousands of Amazon staffers are resisting the return-to-office mandate, which was announced Friday and is set to go into effect May 1st. Just days earlier, Amazon held an all-hands meeting but made no mention of the shift.
As of early Wednesday afternoon, more than 20,000 people had joined a Slack channel to discuss the change, while roughly 10,000 people had signed a petition calling for CEO Andy Jassy to reverse course. In October 2021, Jassy's most recent update to staff about remote work, he announced that the company planned to leave decisions about office attendance to individual teams rather than enacting a blanket policy. Some comments suggest the move is being made to encourage employees to quit. Two major rounds of layoffs have occurred since the fall. I'm Victoria Idoni.
China may want to arm Russian forces fighting in Ukraine, but they also claim they want to bring everyone to the peace table.
It's something that could become all too familiar as the hellish war grinds on ceasefires. Now, China is calling for one, asking for open peace talks by major players as well. The Chinese said they're ready to assist with post-conflict resolution issues. The UN demanding Russia just pull its troops out now. Today marks the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. I got to tell you, we get so many things happening right now. I appreciate Paul Chesser coming on and laying the truth out, because this is what this is all about, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. You wonder what's going on with this Democratic Republic. We've just lost control. It is out of the people's hands. It's being controlled by a permanent class, a permanent ruling class. We call it the deep state, but it's much deeper than you realize. It is quite frightening. And, the America that you and I grew up with, it is falling. It is starting to implode on itself because of the diabolical actions of a ruling class here. I mean, that is clear what is going on. I mean, why would a president of the United States obliterate and turn his back on the U.S. Constitution to the degree that he continues to do so? I mean, even to the point, as Michelle Bachmann reported earlier, and I hope that you've made those three phone calls to your two senators and your local representative. Okay, and I'm talking about the House of Representatives at the federal level, U.S. House of Representatives that supports you locally. Okay, you've got to call them up as well and tell them no, that they have got to stand between and insist that Joe Biden does not sign a legally binding contract that is going to turn over everything, all our medical policies to the WHO. This is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Very few people are hearing about this because it's not being reported on. And people are shocked. And they were shocked when Michelle Bachmann, we're talking former congresswoman, the dean of Regent University, the business school, the government school there, and former presidential candidate, and laid out the truth and said, this is what's going on. This is a legal binding document that the president, along with 192 countries, are going to sign. They're going to turn over everything to the communist, Chinese-controlled WHO. Now, we just went through 2.5 years, and we felt the influence and commandments, dare I say, of the WHO, I mean, to the degree that the WHO was so much in league with Facebook that Zuckerberg would cancel and shadow ban you if you did anything or said anything against the WHO. So now Joe Biden wants the WHO to be fully in charge of all pandemic policies. Now, you got to understand, just like what we talked with Paul Chesser, that's where it starts. But it's like cancer that metastasized. You cannot control it just in that area. It will spread into everything that the left wants you to comport with. The authoritarian government is in full established mode. The system is producing its infrastructure, and it's ready to yank the noose on all of us, ladies and gentlemen. The managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood, joins us now. John, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill, doing great. Hey, we talking about Mark Zuckerberg?
Well, I'm talking, yeah, in part, and that delves into what you were talking, we're going to talk about here, but what we're talking about right now is Michelle Bachmann came on the air with us on Tuesday to report that Joe Biden is readying to sign a document, a legal binding document, that would surrender our sovereignty to the communist Chinese-controlled WHO when it comes to pandemics. And then you got to know, you give them the hammer of a pandemic, then everything becomes a nail, and they get to hammer everything, all in the name of emergency authorization use, and they have the power, and it's not like you can go to D.C. and complain about it, because this is going to be handled by a United Nations entity that will be mostly anonymous and that you'll have no say and no remedy for. This is scary stuff.
Well, it's terrifying, and people don't understand this, how much power the WHO has over the whole world, really,
mm-hmm.
And the different globalist organizations who are promoting this great reset, you know, are connected to. But
right.
This is why it's so important what U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is doing mm-hmm. in Wisconsin. Senator Johnson, of course, is a Republican. Well, he's introduced his No WHO Pandemic Preparedness Treaty Without Senate Approval Act. Now, that's a long mm-hmm. name, but essentially this legislation that Senator Johnson is proposing requires any convention or agreement resulting from the work of the World Health Organization that any time it's deemed a treaty. So the act requires the advice and consent of a supermajority of the Senate.
And see, but we already have that in play, though, John. See, we already have that in play. All treaties must go through the Senate. What they're doing is they're circumventing it just the way Barack Obama did with the Affordable Care Act. It wasn't going to be a tax, remember? So that could circumvent Congress. And so they're playing games here. But this is a serious game. I mean, you're talking about America's sovereignty that you're putting out there. Joe Biden is signing it away. Lincoln, you know, for the 80 million people that voted for Joe Biden, thank you very much. This is what you're doing to this Democratic Republic. You are killing this country.
Yeah, and nobody elected these people. I didn't vote for the World Health Organization. I mean,
no.
I didn't. I don't know who else did, but
nobody voted for nobody voted for the deep state either, John. Nobody voted for this permanent class. I don't know. Did you see that expose from Tucker about the permanent DC class, the permanent leadership, the permanent deep state in Washington? Did you see this?
Well, yeah, he's always railing against that. Tucker's been nailing it.
Oh, I'm telling you, this one, I had to retweet it to everybody and put it on Facebook saying, look at you, you have got to look at this. Again, we say own your knowledge, do a deep study. Don't believe Tucker, you know, go ahead and check it out for yourself. But he lays out why Nixon, the most popular president ever, the most popular, he won by over 17 million votes, and he gets kicked out of office, and then and before that, Spiro Agnew was kicked out of office for tax evasion junk. Okay, so he's forced to resign.
Yes,
and Nixon is forced to accept Gerald Ford, who you know was on the Warren Commission that protected the CIA against the assassination of one John F. Kennedy.
Yes. Yes, I remember. Yeah, that was,
I mean,
I think that
you,
was that last week, maybe a couple weeks
yeah,
back. That was a good.
You pull that thread, and you start seeing. No wonder the CIA and what they did, and just like Donald Trump underestimated the power of the deep state, Richard Nixon underestimated the power of the CIA and this bureaucratic class, this unelected bureaucratic class that has full control of the levers. You say, you know, a lot of people go, I don't believe Joe Biden's running the country. You're pretty much right. He's not running the country. There's no way that he's running the country. Somebody else is running the country, and they're running it right straight into the ground, and the system has been established, the infrastructure to produce the desired results of this permanent ruling class is well in play, and it's ready to pull the noose, that final noose around everybody's neck. Pretty scary stuff, John Fleetwood. We'll pick up the conversation on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You wouldn't want the Bill Martinez Show to go away. As an independent talk show, the Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling, and advertisers who have traditionally supported Bill Martinez have been compelled not to advertise. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this coming year? Your return on investment is a unique in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most from a Christian perspective. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into your thinking. What's your best tax-deductible gift to help Bill fight with you? $100, $200, a one-time tax-deductible gift of $1,200? Perhaps gift $100 a month over the next year. In essence, battling the forces hell-bent on transforming America into a socialist Marxist state. Your tax-deductible gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Just wait, like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We've got John Fleetwood. He's the managing editor for American Faith, as we were talking about. I know for some of you, maybe this might be the first time you're hearing it, because, I don't know how many other people, but very few. Certainly the legacy media is asleep on this WHO deal and this planned legally binding document that Joe Biden is signing. And yes, Ron Johnson stepped up and shouted alarm. And to me, John Fleetwood, I'm amazed that the rest of the Senate in mass just didn't come out on both sides of the aisle and just say, yes, lickety-split, pass this deal. This is a no-brainer. And this is a straight... This is a straight policy issue. This isn't, oh, well, pass this and we're going to defund, you know, some green energy and, you know, kill some electric, installations or, put up a wall. This is just saying this is something that has to do with national security and protects the people's interests. Why aren't they all jumping on the bandwagon to en masse let the president know that they're not going to tolerate this?
Ultimately, Bill, in my opinion, it comes down to money. These politicians make their money from campaign donations, for example, and these campaign donations come from these big corporations, and these big corporations are officially partnered. This is public information. Mm-hmm. They're officially partnered with these globalist organizations like the World Economic Forum, Amazon, Meta, Starbucks, Target, Bank of America, you name it. You name the big corporation. They are listed on the World Economic Forum's website as official partners. And the World Economic Forum are the ones who are pushing this globalist ideology all over the world. It's not just America. They're doing it all over the world. So
exactly.
Unfortunately, it's these big corporations who are paying both Democrats and Republicans. This establishment class, as you rightly talk about and rail against, Bill, it's not just the left. It's not just the Democrats. It's both the left and the right. And that's why you don't have everybody on the right coming alongside Senator Johnson for calling out the World Health Organization.
Yeah, and we pointed this out as well, John, because you're exactly right. We pointed this out that it's all about getting reelected. That's their most important job, get reelected. And so, you know, the money is the power. That is the reason to exist in D.C. The heck with serving the people. It doesn't matter. Because they're told on day one, the first order of business is for you to get reelected. So how do you do that? You got to go and chase down the people that control the money. Well, they control the money. Well, with that money comes strings, and they're attached. And they're attached to your desire for power and control and notoriety as a reelected senator or congressman. And it's almost impossible to do it without them, right?
Exactly. And a perfect example of this is you look at the Ukraine-Russia conflict. Who's in favor of war? Who's in favor of war? You can ask which politicians are in favor of war. Well, you got guys like McCall. He's going around saying we need to be sending Javelin missiles and Stingers by name. Those are brand names. Who makes those? Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Boeing. Well, why is he going around like a salesman for these military weapons manufacturers? Why? Well, you can go look in Open Secrets. You can look at official records of campaign donations. He gets donations from Raytheon, from Boeing, from Lockheed Martin. So, of course, he's going around promoting war. He's not donating his body to go fight a war. He's donating other countries and other people's sons
and daughters
and uncles and fathers to go fight a war. Well, he makes money from the weapons manufacturers who are the ones who profit from this war most.
And Dan Crenshaw the same way, right?
Crenshaw's the same way, and that's what the American people have to understand is that it's not left versus right anymore.
No.
It's the establishment, it's the politicians, the Republicans and the Democrats who are getting paid by the very people who benefit the most from whatever the thing is going on today. So it's no longer left versus right.
You're exactly right. We're sold out at every turn, whether it's Joe Biden, everybody's shocked, oh, Biden Inc. and their family and stuff like that. It's throughout. That is the economy of operation on the Beltway, just as you pointed out. You know, it's all quid pro quo. Nancy Pelosi, oh, quid pro quo and all this stuff. Well, come on, give me a break. You're the queen of quid pro quo. You know, nothing goes out unless something, you know, something comes in. And you follow the money and you see how dirty this is and how the American people, our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, our liberties are being sold. And here it is now with what Joe Biden is on the verge of doing in approving this, which, you know, this is going to cause all kinds of problems. It's going to go to court. The people are going to have to defend it. It's going to cost us mega millions of dollars to defend something stupid that was brought to you by this president that was supposed to unite us and protect our liberties and our national security. And he's done exactly the opposite. You've got to see this, ladies and gentlemen. He has picked up where Barack Obama left off. We knew when Barack Obama left office, we knew the biggest threat we had was the very thing that he ignored most, and that was the national security of America, because in his heart of hearts, he and Michelle believe that America is non-deserving. We deserve to pay reparations to the entire world because we have been unjustly benefiting. Forget the fact that we've worked hard, we've built up technology, invention, we've shared it with other nations, all these things that we've... No, we're undeserving in the eyes of Barack and Michelle Obama and those on the left and those globalists who believe that, oh, what a world it would be if we were all under one central totalitarian, authoritarian government, you know, like the Chinese. Let's take their battle plan, let's take their governance and place it over the entire world. That would be a beautiful thing, John Fleetwood, wouldn't it?
Well, the warmongering doesn't benefit anybody except these politicians who are getting paid by these weapons manufacturers who are profiting most from this. Mm-hmm. It's not benefiting the American people. Look at Ohio. Look at East Palestine. Look at that train disaster, the derailment that spilled all the hazardous toxic cancer-causing chemicals into the ground and the air. And the Biden, where was Biden when this happened? Mm-hmm. He was over in Ukraine and Poland, handing millions upon millions upon mm-hmm. millions upon millions of dollars.
Another $500 million to Ukraine, yeah, of the people's money.
But nothing for the people of East Palestine. When Americans are suffering a real disaster, the quote-unquote president of the United States, Joe Biden, is over in another country telling their people that he stands with them. Mm. And I just got to point out that Trump went to East Palestine before Buttigieg went. Biden hasn't even gone there yet. They wouldn't even give any money at all to East Palestine. They said, FEMA was saying, we can't go because it doesn't qualify as the proper disaster. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What's a bigger problem than this?
Right.
Trump went.
Yes.
I mean, what does that say about this guy? Trump is anti-war. There were no wars mm-hmm. under Trump. And under Biden, look, we went back into the Middle East again. There was the Afghanistan pullout, that whole debacle. You've literally got terrorists in charge of Afghanistan right back where we started back in 2000. That's why we went in, and after 20 years, we're right back where we started. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Exactly.
And he's fomenting war with Russia and Ukraine. To what end? Nobody knows. But you've got, look at Trump, no war under him, and he's there in East Palestine standing with the American people.
Exactly. He's the managing editor for American Faith. You need to check it out, especially the story on this new COVID-19 vaccine study that's out of Lancet. What is that vaccine doing to the brain? And does the jab really affect women's menstrual cycles? The mess continues, ladies and gentlemen. You got to face it. We're just a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark, being fed all kinds of manure. It's relentless. John Fleetwood, you're awesome. God bless you, sir.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM is transforming how it engages with business partners through the launch of IBM Partner Plus, a single integrated program to help deepen partners' technical expertise, accelerate time to market, and win with clients. New and existing partners will experience a transparent, simple, and modern program anchored around three pillars: competitive incentives, insider access, and enhanced support and benefits. Partners can grow skills, develop solutions, and build sales expertise using IBM technology. Kate Woolley, General Manager, IBM Ecosystem.
We are introducing IBM Partner Plus, a new program built hand-in-hand with our partners to help them gain skills, grow faster, and earn more. By offering access to the same education, programs, and hands-on training that IBMers get, we are better equipping partners to bring the power of AI and hybrid cloud to our clients.
For more information, visit ibm.com/partnerplus.
USA News Update. Today marks 1 year since Russia invaded their neighbor Ukraine that has put Europe on a war footing again. President Putin, 1 year ago, via a translator.
Whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden announced the United States will send another $2 billion to Ukraine's war effort. The White House will announce new sanctions on Moscow very soon. Biden, G7 leaders, and Ukraine President Zelensky will meet virtually today to discuss plans moving forward. Today is officially Flag Day down in Mexico. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Here just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Kevin Downs is with us. Yes, we're going to be talking about this exciting new movie, which, you know me, I'm always looking at things in terms of a spiritual perspective, a biblical worldview. Things do not happen, you know, by accident. It's with a purpose. And the release of this new movie, which Kevin is producing, along with John and Andrew Irwin, and I guess Josh Walsh and Daryl Lefebvre involved too, right, Kevin?
Yeah, definitely took a team effort to be able to get this one off the ground. But, man, we're excited about it. The film turned out so good.
Yeah, and, go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, the title of it, Jesus Revolution, and in today's society, man, don't we need that now more than ever?
Yeah, without a doubt. And sometimes it's positive to look from whence you came and where you are right now, because the thing that's been coming out loud and clear for me, I'd say in the recent years, Kevin, is God has been showing us contrast, the difference between good and evil, dark and light. And right now, this country has lost its way. And you see dark and light running a parallel existence. And I think we need to really understand what is going on, and we need to be discerners of the times. So let's pause a moment. Let's look over our shoulder and see how we got here.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly that. I mean, there's a lot of parallels to how this story actually took place. True story, early 70s, late 60s, mm-hmm. You know, about this sort of group of hippies out in the West Coast that were searching for truth, but doing it in just all the wrong places. But what they wanted is kind of what we all want, our society wants right now, which is just truth and stability and somewhere, someone to guide us along the way, because there's just so much chaos that's going on in today's world. And so to kind of visit back to what happened in the early 70s in California and kind of swept the nation.
Exactly.
The cover of Time magazine even did it. You know, they did a whole article on it called Jesus Revolution, which was the inspiration for the story. And it's just really inspirational because it just gives us all this synergy and this expectation of hope and love and unity, and that's actually attainable again.
Yeah, and as you said, there's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, I find it quite fascinating. Again, we're reminded that we have this God space that God has imprinted on all of us, made in his image, and it cries out for connectivity. And here in the latter 60s and 70s, you had hippies, those that had been marginalized and ignored. And there they were just... you know, looking, like you say, looking for love in all the wrong places, but instinctively there was something that brought them to Jesus. Because it was interesting, because at that time, you can talk about parallel tracks like we have today, you had a sexual revolution and then you had a spiritual revolution taking place at the same time. I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, one of the things that when you look back at that time, they realize that, you know what, their life here on earth is going to be short. Mm-hmm. And then what happens to them? I mean, certainly in the beginning, there's the God that created us. There's no doubt about that. But then what happens when you die? I mean, we can kind of go through this search for truth and light and all of this stuff. And we can kind of make certain religions or philosophies certainly fit our own. But what these hippies found was something that was unification, and they found a God that absolutely loved them, mm-hmm. and in having a faith in Jesus Christ. And it was just a beautiful thing to watch. And so it was a story that was really, we found to be very profound, and mm-hmm. And it turned out so beautiful on the screen. Kelsey Grammer, Jonathan Rumi from The Chosen, who's right. absolutely phenomenal. A really great cast. Joel Courtney plays Greg Laurie. You know, that's the thing I'm proud of this movie for, is that there's something for the young and old. Mm-hmm. You know, Kelsey Grammer, certainly I grew up watching Frasier.
Right, exactly.
You know, across Cheers and Frasier and all of that stuff. But then Joel Courtney, who's young, some of the younger 20s will know who he is. And then Jonathan Rumi, of course, from The Chosen, those that have caught fire caught wind of that successful show will certainly know who he is. And they all play a major significant role in this film, and this story and the relationships are something that's really beautiful to watch.
Kevin, how did you and the team, you know, come to really determine that this was a movie that you wanted to produce?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's, you know, we've had tidbits of this movement in a number of our projects in the past, but we've never really fleshed it out before. And certainly the first one would have been a movie called Woodlawn that we did a number of years ago. And
right. And
John Irwin, you know, when he did the research for that, he found this Time magazine article called Jesus Revolution. And when he was researching it, he was like, man, that in itself is a movie. And so we took tidbits of that and inserted it into Woodlawn. And then, you know, later on we did a documentary called Jesus Music, which
yes.
a lot of that was about what happened in Dallas and the West Coast and Expo 72 and how the origination of contemporary Christian music kind of got its start. But to really see it all fleshed out in a, you know, hour and a half to 2 hour movie story, this is the first time that we've done that. And it's very compelling. Jesus Revolution is something to see in theaters for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, in a sense, I'm glad you brought up Jesus Music, because this really is a hand in glove situation. I mean, yes, you saw the development of Christian music, contemporary Christian music, how that evolved. And of course, this was running at the same time as the Jesus Revolution was taking place. It was the soundtrack for the Jesus Revolution, in essence, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the amazing thing is, you know, we've grown up with this contemporary Christian music, which I have for all of my life, but you don't realize how young it is. And, you know, in our story, believe it or not, there's a group called Love Song, and they kind of got their birth, or one of the original founders of contemporary Christian music, if you want to call that founder.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, they kind of got their birth in Chuck Smith, Pastor Chuck Smith's living room, so to speak, in his church. And we kind of show that, we play that out, you know, in the movie, and it's something that's really fascinating to me, and just to watch how that kind of evolved.
Well, and it is amazing. Again, this is God's hand solely. And the anointing, as some of us would refer to it, upon, you know, Pastor Chuck, you know, and you demonstrate that in the Jesus Revolution, that here he was serving a church that was really dying dead. It was dead and dying. and you know, thank God for his daughter being a contemporary spirit and seeing what's going on. And even as you bring out in the movie with Pastor Chuck just saying, you know, I want to meet one of these hippies, you know, I want to, you know. And he kind of threw it out there in a way that he wasn't necessarily sincere about it, but God was.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, Chuck Smith and Lonnie Frisbee couldn't have been more opposite. But the thing that they both had in common was a sincere love for Jesus. I mean, that's the thing that brought them together. But their philosophies, or their approach, I mean, their approach to it all was definitely very different. But there's something that kind of happens, you know, when you bring the two of them together, that's really, really special. And God used them both in ways that are incredible. I mean, I know so many pastors that got their start or their spiritual birth out of this Jesus movement, this time period. And that was one of the things that drew us to it. It was like we heard so many personal stories of pastors and leaders in the church in America, no matter what their denomination was.
Exactly.
And we were like, you know, would it be great to do a movie of a story that's so compelling that shares this birth so that the next generation can actually experience it, and the generation that had that sort of rebirth can experience it one more time.
Well, how many churches did Chuck Smith alone start? I mean, across the country, there's Calvary's
over 1,000. It's
right.
Incredible. And when you see that happen in such a short period of time, it's really mind blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, what God did, I mean, and Chuck would certainly give all the credit to God, because what he did in such a short period of time was something else.
Mm-hmm. And he was a catalyst to keep that door open and that space open for the Lonnie Frisbees and those that were disenfranchised by the traditional church but looking for God. And Chuck was there to help lead them through the door, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. And you know, and he took some heat originally when he did it, because it was, you know, the hippies were guys that were, you know, they were on the beach, and they were definitely apart from the so-called righteous people that were going to the church. And so it was a different kind of element when he invited them in.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, by the way, thank you for your donations. God, you're so awesome. I so appreciate you. You have no idea how this affirms things that God has shown me and what we need to do with this radio show. And your donation, no matter the size, look, just the fact that you are partnering with me is so meaningful. And it affirms, like I said, all the hard work, everything that we do in order to put the show every day, weather, sleet, snow, whatever happens, right, Brad? Poor Brad. I mean, yesterday he was snowed in at home, and thank God we were able to work out the radio show in such a way that he didn't have to take on the pernicious elements that came falling in Minneapolis. You saw the video, right? All the footage of what was going on there in the snow and the area. God, it was just dangerous. So thank God we were able to keep him safe so that he keeps working hard for this radio show. But again, thank you for all the donations. And you can go to BillMartinezShow.com, hit the donate button. There's, I guess, two ways to donate, they tell me. Either you can go through CrowdFundMe or do the, and don't get confused, Hill of Hope is our partner in this. And going through Hill of Hope allows us to operate under the umbrella of a 501(c), which means that your donation is tax deductible. So if you're more comfortable with doing doing it through CrowdFundMe, that's fine. Or if you want to do it through Hill of Hope, that's fine too. Just note that there's a difference. Is one way not tax deductible, the other way through Hill of Hope, it is tax deductible. And again, thank you. Thank you for helping us out, because we got great plans. You know, God wants us to continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads and push forward, because it's not easy. You know, what you're seeing is the systemic, and this is systemic, the attack on all things conservative, what's happening right now, the permanent bureaucratic state has come after everything. And, of course, one of the things that we're on standby here with Bruce Hausknecht, he's the attorney who serves for Focus on the Family's judicial analyst. And we're going to our intent was to talk about the latest news about religious freedom in the U.S. And you're right. What you're saying is there's less and less religious freedom in the United States. And you, and for some of you may say, well, not, you know, so what's the problem with that? There's supposed to be this separation of church and state, which is a fallacious argument. But, you know, that's one that, you know, is just hung on there forever because the left wants to keep on saying that. But look at what cost. I mean, just case in point. All right. In the mid 60s. The government, separation, church and state, we've got to get the Ten Commandments out of the hallways. We can't have the Ten Commandments in the hallways of classrooms. How are the classrooms now looking at all these years later, you know, decades later? What has happened because of the attack on religious freedom and the ability to be able to exercise our religion, which is the basis. It's foundational to this country. It's the reason that this country started for religious, you know, freedom purposes. But the left, I say the left, it's those, you know, as John says so rightfully, it's not so much about left or right anymore. It's just the people that have a counter-ideological belief. And they're willing to do everything they can to have any antithetical forces, to have any free speech, to have anybody that's going to resist their plan. They want us all kneecapped and out of the way. And they're there. They're very close to making this happen. And it's being manifest through this permanent class, this ruling class in D.C. that has, you know, pulled the veil over the eyes of freedom-loving Americans, fair-minded Americans. You think, well, why would they do, you know, I mean, who thinks like this? Well, I know most Americans don't think like this, and you don't even think it's possible. But I'm telling you, the whole truth and nothing but would just put you in a tailspin. Because all these conspiracies, all these things that have been coming out over the years, and you went along and you bought into the narrative of the mainstream media who have sold themselves out. They've abandoned their First Amendment right and responsibility that they have to serve the American people. They abandoned it for their own personal interest. Okay? This is what greed does. And this is why we're told time and again, as John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute reminds us, that we must question authority. That's the way a democratic republic works, is you question authority. If not, you got a president who's out there like some lone cowboy, but trust me, he's not a lone cowboy. We think he is, but he's not. It's all manufactured. It's all in the system that they have designed over the years. And this system is producing the exact results. The reason we have an open border, the reason the cartels are coming in our country, the reason that we have communists running the country, it's all by design. It's not by accident. And I know that for some of you, you might hear this and go, oh, Martinez, you've really jumped the Rubicon. And you're really, you know, I don't know what you're smoking, whatever it is, but you're over the top. Check it out. And we say, look at own your knowledge. You know, I've been a student of this for a long time. I've had natural interest about politics all my life. You know, raised by a father who did as well. But people would think, no, he wouldn't. You know, why would he? I mean, he's an electrician. He's a government worker. Why would he care about politics? He just was innately wired for it. And we had some really neat conversations as I was growing up about his perspective and these things that he saw that were just common sense for the people kind of needs that he saw that a lot of people didn't see. And I was blessed to be raised by this man. Raised 10 kids, believe it or not, 10 kids. And, well, I'll tell you, I miss him. I miss him dearly. But I have the memories that he gave me and the challenge to my own intellect that he put before me. And I pass that on to you for what it's worth. You know, that we've got to fight for this democratic republic. And it's slipping through our fingers right before our eyes as this deep state. You hear deep state, oh, that's a Trump term, you know. If Trump said something, it's all bad. Think about it. Really. You know, pause for just a moment. I had this conversation the other day with somebody who just absolutely abhors Trump. And my first question, who told you to hate him? You know, why do you hate him? And I get it. Some people, you know, and we have different feelings about people. But okay, but as president, let's look at what he did. We were energy independent. The guy who was going to put us in all kinds of wars didn't, kept us from wars. He was holding Russia in check, China in check. We were starting to bring manufacturing back home, manufacturing that, you know, any common sense businessman looking at going, what the heck? What are we doing? Why are you giving away all your assets and manufacturing, relying on communists that want to take over for you? I mean, this is idiotic, right? This doesn't make sense. But this is what our politicians have done. They've sold us out. I mean, to the degree right now, I mean, even the basics, if we went to war, China controls 90% of the penicillin. Do you know that? And guess what happens if we go to war? Guess what we need? We need penicillin to fight off infection for the wounded. And we're going to sit there in war, buck naked, with a bunch of military strategists that only know about pronouns and box checking. And they're so proud about being the most diverse military in the history of America. That's something to be proud about? Wait a minute. I thought the military was there for our national security to protect us and defend us from all enemies, foreign and domestic. No, that's not the case. No, that's been subordinated. What's more important is we're checking boxes here, and we got all the pronouns down. You know, we're not talking about military strategy, but we're talking pronouns. And then these guys, they come out of the academy and they know all the pronouns. They got it all covered. Really? I mean, no wonder Vladimir Putin is just laughing his tail off. And President Xi, Iran, just licking their chops. And Kim Jong-un, he just wants to have fun. Get ready. I mean, he's such a rebel. He's the loose cannon in all this. Because there's no stopping him. You know, who's going to stop him? You know, if you think President Xi, no, this guy's a maverick unto himself. But this is all that we're faced with. We're so surrounded by this craziness that's happening, and we've got a ruling class that all they care about is what's, you know, what benefits them, what gets them reelected, what keeps them in power at the expense of the American people. We've been sold out, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on here. We've absolutely been sold out. But getting back to the main topic here, in terms of religious freedom is the basis of everything that makes the world go round here in America. That's what we were founded on, was religious freedom. But, you know, they couldn't help themselves. Nope. We get back to that age-old human issue, the human inclination. God's not the boss of me. I want to have it my way. I want to do what I want to do. If I want to go in and have sex with your kids, I mean, now it's to that point. I want to indoctrinate and have sex with your kids. I mean, look at the books that are out there right now. I just looked at a battalion of books that were being utilized here in the state of Florida. Thank God for the governor here. Said, you're nuts. Get this out of here. Get this junk out of here. We're not going to do this to our kids. We got men coming into classes dressed like women and wanting to have story time with our kids. You know, for what purpose? To sexually indoctrinate them. And if you saw these books, by the way, you couldn't believe it. You go, oh, Bill, you know, there's no, what are you talking about? Again, you've got to own your own knowledge. I'm just pointing you in a direction so that you hopefully will be motivated to see what's going on. Because, look, this is what we the people represents. This is what it means. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. If you check out, then, and you allow this permanent ruling class to take over, well, look what happens. They kill presidents. They get rid of the most popular president in the history ever of our country. They get rid of him in order to protect themselves because they assassinated a president. They effect a coup and make sure that there's no way this president who is looking into their stuff is going to be around. So now we're told that we are going to elect an incompetent individual to lead this country. This is how powerful
the world is being held together with duct tape. Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could